Hey, good morning, everyone. So happy to have you on our Nikan morning call. And, you know, I was just kind of thinking about our shake, and I was fiddling around on the internet looking at some of the other ones out there and reading ingredients. And, you know, you can get kind of snooty when you're with Nikan products. They're amazing. And I've mentioned many times before just this fundamental idea that the common thread of all business is just having some type of a product, and certainly that plays to our strength. We have some of the most amazing products, and I'm excited to have Gary Bolton on the phone because he has built an amazing business and continues to build an amazing business, and I think just some of the experiences that I've had recently, let alone over the last 25 years, just continues to remind me that there's a market, in fact, a demand for what we have, and so that means there's opportunity. But Gary, tell me a little bit about yourself. How were you introduced to Nikan, and what was the turning point when you decided to do Nikan as a business?
I had a shoulder issue. And someone introduced me to some of the Nikan products. I had been to a couple of orthopedic surgeons about my shoulder and was told that an operation was the only way to get better. And someone introduced me to, it was actually the Elastomax shoulder wrap. And I laughed when I was showed it. I said, that thing will never work. And they said, well, take it home and try it. And I brought it home and I was really expecting to try it, but that night I could feel my heart beating in my shoulder, and I kept looking at that thing laying on the couch, and put it on, and of course the discomfort went away, and I thought, this is silly, and took it off, and came back. And long story short, when she called me to get the shoulder wrap back, I laughed at her again and said, honey, you will never get this thing back. It's still in there in my sock drawer, so that's how I started, and I own a gym. And the next time we met, she said the magic word for any weightlifter athlete is to help the shoe insoles up because these will make you stronger. So I took those and did some tests on the guys in the gym, and they all wanted them. So I went back to her and said, hey, I need 5 pairs of insoles. And she said, you need to just buy this. You need to have your own business and be selling them. And I forget what it cost at the time, but I paid the fee and started selling products to the guys in the gym. And that's how I started.
Well, that's pretty exciting. Now, we don't have Elastomag shoulder wraps anymore. Have you had any experience with kinetic tape and power patches and you know, power minis, I guess we call them, and power chips and things like that?
Oh, absolutely. I'd like to give you an example.
Okay.
This is concerning the duct tape. September the 19th, I got a call from a silver in my damn life. And she hadn't been very active, but she had bought some of the duct tape. And she gave a lady she said it couldn't have been over 5 or 6 inches of the duct tape. And after a few days, the lady called her back and she said, I want to talk to somebody about this stuff. So she called me on the 19th, which was a Saturday, and said, this lady wants you to come down and tell her about the product. And of course, the next day being Sunday, all I could think about is, oh no, football. The Falcons are playing, but of course I went down and did the presentation. And when I went into her home, I asked her immediately, I said, well, I'm kind of in the dark. Katie here couldn't tell me exactly what you were interested in. I don't know if you're interested in purchasing products or having your own business and being a distributor. And her reply to me is, oh, I'm going to be a distributor. She had already made her mind up before I got there. And I'd like to just read you from her LinkedIn page, just a little excerpt of what she wrote. And you can go and see it yourself. You go to Nikan.com /live better, LIVEBETTER, but just a little bit of what she wrote is, she said, my 16-year-old daughter, Layla, has a rare form of arthritis in her right foot. She's had 2 surgeries, tried inserts, even computer design professional inserts, different shoes, rest, with no relief. She recently had to quit running cross country, a sport that she truly loves, but was in too much pain to run. On Sunday evening, we put 2 pieces of duct tape on her foot, and within minutes, she had no pain. The next day, she went to cross-country practice and ran 8 miles, no pain. A few days later, Katie let us borrow the magnetic insole, and with no tape, just the insole, no pain. And then October the 5th, she updated it that her daughter had placed second in the meet, and they were so excited. Now, this was a lady that had never heard of McCann, and the doctors had already performed 2 operations trying to relieve this pain in this little girl's little toe, and the doctors had told them that the next step would be an amputation of that toe. And then here, 6 inches of tape changed these people's lives. And, of course, she's now a distributor and very excited about the Nikian product. And you run into this all the time when you're out and you're offering these solutions.
Yeah, definitely. Just over and over again,
yeah.
Miracles. I guess there's only one problem with that. It's kind of addictive. It's plain fun to help people. The thrill of making a difference and to have that happen. Dramatic, often, just a lot of emotion in this business when you can help people on such a personal level as their body, and just wow, take away somebody's pain or help them do something that they love to do that they can't do anymore or whatever. Just we're all transformers.
That's right. It keeps you going. You're not going to sell anybody a piece of jewelry or a bag or, and really have a huge impact on somebody's life. But here we have the product that can transform people's lives, make them better.
Yeah, that's exciting. So how about some business tips? What do you do to make this thing go besides talk to people?
We went through a transformation a little over 2 years ago, and we were out looking for distributors. And we noticed that we would go and we would do presentations, and, we'd go to Bubba's house, and we'd be talking to Bubba about the weekend products, and he would be all excited, and he'd lean forward in his chair and be reaching for his wallet, and then we would say, by the way, you can join and have your own business and get a 20% discount. And we noticed Bubba immediately got confused and would take his hands off his wallet, lean back in his chair and cross his arms. So the real turning point came one day for me personally. My then 12-year-old daughter came walking in with a new bag that she had purchased. And I commented on her bag, and she said, oh, yeah, this is a 31 bag. We went to a 31 party, and those of you who don't know, 31 is another multi-level marketing company that sells false ads. And when I realized they were MLM, I immediately started interrogating my daughter. She got very upset with me because of all the questioning, but of course I wanted to know how did they do their business, how did they ask you to become distributors. And the answer was no, they just showed the product and then asked for the credit card because they were retailing the product. Same thing happened with, she came in with a piece of jewelry, a Origami Owl, which is another network marketing company. Same thing, retail the product. So we decided a little over 2 years ago that we were going to focus our energy toward getting customers and not necessarily distributors. Of course, we're always looking for distributors. But we made our main focus on signing a new customer. Now, at the time, I was platinum, having trouble qualifying every month. In some months, I'd be hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars away from qualifying in one or more of my legs, or personally, because the volume wasn't there, the way it had to be set up to qualify. And it just, my background's in banking, and I said, there's got to be a better way. So fast forward to today, after 2 years of working with other people and instilling in them the idea that you need customers, this morning, it's the 13th, I've already had all three legs qualify. Of course, there are people in those legs, all of them retailing products. And I've done 948 CV in retail sales as long as that. And that's actually a little off from most months, but I have no doubt it will pick up by the end of the year. So it's been, I don't know, almost 2 years since I've had to worry about qualifying platinum. My outside the high volume comes in every month, by the middle of the month. You know, and I always have my legs qualified. And I attribute that to going after customers and having other people in those legs going after customers. Because I feel like we've always had the product. It's just like the lady with the duct tape and her daughter. You're not going to sell somebody a piece of origami owl or a 31 and it hasn't impacted their lives. But we've got products that absolutely will change people's existence for the better. So when you've got products like that, there's going to be a demand. So we've had great success in marketing the products at the prices they are now. Of course, now everybody's saying, well, they're low in price. We need to have price adjustments. And we're really anxious to see what we can do once the prices are lowered, because I think it was Henry Ford that said for every dollar he lowered the cost of his car, 300 more people would be able to afford it. And I think our products are going to be the same way. You're going to see a huge increase in customers.
Dollars are different when Henry Ford said that. But say that one more time, because I think that is a big, big principle right there about Henry Ford. What did he say, Gary?
I'm paraphrasing, I'm sure, but the gist of it was for every $1 he lowered the cost of his automobile, that would enable 300 more customers to be able to afford it. So
wow.
Henry Ford understood that by lowering the cost of his cars, there would be an expansion in the number of customers. And same thing with McGann. As we lower our, we already have the product. I mean, if I were going to start a new network marketing company today, I would choose Magesterol as my one product to start on. Magesterol is $1 billion a year product. And yet that's only one of almost 100 products that we have. Or the bone health pack. You could start a network marketing company with any one of our products. And by lowering the cost of these products, we just make it accessible to more and more people. And we also eliminate some of the objections.
Yeah, that's one of the big objections is how much does it cost? And of course, if we're good in sales, we don't go up with a roll of tape and say, hey, this is, you know, 20-something dollars or would you like one? We build value, and because it really isn't how much it costs, it's how much is it worth. What's the value of it? And we have tons of value, but nevertheless, if you got something that people can afford, and then have margins where you can actually comfortably make retail profit, so the new person entering in, you know, can make money immediately. I'm super excited about that. And another thing is what you were mentioning earlier. I just think fundamentally the key to success is study people. What are they doing? Observe the masses and learn what they're doing. and then do the opposite. And it seems like this is the era of being an entrepreneur, and so almost everyone has been approached by businesses, and almost all of those businesses, frankly, I believe, have fairly mediocre stuff that you can buy somewhere else, or typically it's a product that they, you know, will say wonderful things, but the reality is you don't even notice anything for months, and it's pretty subtle. So it's just kind of thinking, well, this sounds like pretty fancy stuff, and I've got faith that it is helping me, but then would you really buy that if there wasn't a compensation plan apart from that? Is your product good enough that people would buy it just as a product? And that's where we have such a resounding opportunity, is we really do have product. And so if we just go out there, and I love what Big Al talks about. He's a network guru, and he says, the question, do you lead with a business or do you lead with a product? And in a way, I think of it kind of hand in glove, but what he says I think is really good. He says, you should lead with common sense. And, you know, just as an example, I was just flying home from the home office last week, and on both flights, the person next to me happened to be quite successful in sales, and just asking and talking with them, of course, then they says, well, what do you do? And then I said, have you ever heard of energy medicine, and got going along like that, which is such a way, easy, fun way to enter the conversation. And the first person on the first flight had a really bad shoulder, fairly young, wants to be active but hurting. So I you know, got his all of his contact information and sending him some stuff. The next person, also in sales, got whiplash, and so he's got neck pain and problems. And so anyway, it was just really fun. Both really good people, maybe distributors, but for sure customers. And it's just, oh, it's fun. I love sharing this with people. So Gary,
I get that same question too. What do I lead with? The business or the products? And I tell people, and I may have said this, people may have heard me say this, is whether you're looking for a customer or a distributor, it's the same. You have to crack the nut, N-U-T. And the N stands for need. And Dennis Estes has a great information on his website telling you how to ascertain someone's need. There's no reason to talk about chewing so if they have a headache, you know, or there's no reason to talk about the necklace if they have financial concerns. You have to first find out the person in front of you, their need. And as a distributor, then it's up to me to create a sense of urgency, you know. If you wait a week, is this going to go away? If you wait a week, is it going to get any better? If you go ahead and purchase this product, then at least you know you have the chance of having some kind of improvement in the next week. And then the key in the nut is trust, which is so important. It's not only a trust in me as a distributor, but it's also trust in the company and trust in the product. And I tell the distributors all the time, if you're going after a sale, and you get through where you think you cracked the nut, and they still are indecisive, then you have to go back, and you either have a correctly identified that person's need, you have a properly created that sense of urgency, or they don't trust something about what you're presenting to them. So it's just a very simplified way that we can teach people how to, number one, make sales, retail sales, and number two, how to sign up new distributors. So it is kind of the same thing about answering the question about common sense. You know, there's no reason to talk about something somebody doesn't need. So once you identify their need, you can get sort of the way there.
Good point. And then if you want to do it as a business, Do you want to do this often? Not once in a while, but consistently and regularly. Get out there and talk to people, because it's being very effective and knowing and being able to do the conversation and tell the story. And you want to learn to tell it well. And we have such a wonderful story to share. And then just go off out there and tell it often to good qualified people, and it will unfold.
There's a direct proportion as far as your check is concerned and how many people you present to. I mean, the more you present to, the higher your check is going to be.
Imagine that.
I didn't know,
if you're building a team, there's just some kind of, just like in this quantum mechanics and things like that, entanglement. It just seems like on a human being level, there's also an entanglement. That truly, the speed of the group is determined by the speed of the leader, and the best way to lead is to be the example that you would like other people to be. What kind of world would this world be if everyone in it were just like me? What kind of business would my business be if everyone were doing just the very same thing that I was doing? And you want to be thinking, oh, if only. That's what you want to be thinking when you're out there, and people will duplicate you. So that's I can see why you're qualifying and moving forward.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome when it's not the last day of the month and you're worried about how you're going to qualify. And of course, I was strategic. You know, I sent out emails to everybody saying, "Look, we're going to try a little something different." And it was hard to get it started at first. The big thing for me was getting people to understand that it's okay to ask for the sale.
Yeah. Imagine ask, and you shall receive.
Everybody was wanting to offer people a discount, and I was like, "No, let's make that money. You know, let's make that 25%." By the way, there are a lot of network marketing companies out there, and the only money you can earn is that 25% difference between wholesale and retail. But 31 is one of them. I know they have other incentives, but they're paid 25% of all the retail. Of all its sales. With us, you can earn up to 45%, even more if you get into the lifestyle bonus and, of course, the mortgage bonus. But we have the product. We have a great compensation plan. We saw that we were having people going out doing presentations, and then after the presentation, they had absolutely no way to order. They didn't have an order form with them. They didn't have any way to take any kind of orders if people in front of them wanted to order something. So we had to readjust that and explain to them that the most important thing you're going to do when you go out there is you're going to have either a retail order form on the clipboard, or you need some kind of device, some electronic device, so that you can take these orders. Just that one shift in thinking, just the fact that they took it with them, brought that at least up into their thinking as well. I'm going to get a retail sale today. You know, I'm going to make some money today. So you do $1,000 in retail sales, you're going to get about $430 added to your check if you're silver in the bank. You do $2,860, and it's not that difficult to retail $2,000 worth of product in a month's time. All you have to do is show that to just a few people, and you will get that kind of volume. But if you don't show it to anybody, you know, if you keep that light hidden under a basket, you're not going to get those sales.
So, someone said, why hide your light under a bushel when a symbol will do? So let's think big.
Yeah.
When you go to the beach, Jim Rohn says, at least take a bucket. Don't take a teaspoon. There's lots there for all of us. So, wow, millions of people need what we have. Let's get excited like Gary and do likewise. Gary, you are so awesome. I appreciate you sharing your thoughts with us this morning. And boy, what tremendous advice.
Well, I appreciate you letting me come on. I hope that you know, it helps someone in their business. We've got the product. We've got the compensation plan. All we need to do is just share with more people. That's it. If you want your checkup, it's not where you want it to be. Just share with more people. There's nothing complicated about it. I mean, just share and figure out what their need is, and they will make purchases, or they will decide to join you in your business venture. But if you're not sharing, you're not growing. If you're sharing, you're growing. This is a share business. Just get out there and share.
The universal solution, someone said, whatever your challenge, the answer is have another meeting. You know, if you're a little discouraged, have another meeting. I can't get my group to do anything, or my group's not big enough, or I'm not making enough money, you know, the answer to any challenge, have another meeting.
Yeah.
All right. Gary, hey, love you. Thanks for being on today, and sure glad you're part of our team.
Thanks, Dave.